We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, everybody. I'm Karen.
And I'm Ashton.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
I'm Brittany.
Hello, I'm Alexa.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Jamie.
Jesus said, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
We should help our neighbor.
We should think of others.
Show them kindness.
When we do something for someone else, we are doing something for Jesus, and that is really cool.
I bet you guys do a lot of nice things for people, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Do you ever have times when you're not so nice, though? When maybe you get mad or you say something that you later might regret?
Yes.
Yeah? But I think if we're really honest with ourselves, we can tell God that we need some help in this department, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, we've been studying the book of James, and today we're going to read from the third chapter, which talks about taming our tongues like they're wild. Now, taming does not mean we're going to just
take a whip and hit ourselves in the head.
That's right.
No, the head wouldn't help.
No,
taming our tongue. What does that mean when we say taming our tongues? Brittany?
To control what we say.
All right. Well, let's go to the book of James, chapter 3.
We all stumble in many ways.
If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check.
When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal.
Or take ships, for example.
Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go.
Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.
Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell.
All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man.
But no man can tame the tongue.
It is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
The tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.
Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing.
My brothers, this should not be.
Our tongues, are they big or little?
Little.
Okay, compare.
Actually, they go down.
Depends on what you're comparing it to.
Okay, that's true. And yet, they're pretty powerful. Why are they so powerful, Alexa?
Well, like, because they can pretty much get the whole body into trouble, and like, they can say a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. You can really upset somebody and hurt their feelings.
Mm-hmm. James uses examples of a bridle in a horse's mouth. How does that bridle work?
If you tug to the right, the animal will turn right.
Okay.
If you tug to the left, the animal will turn left.
Because that bridle is right in the mouth like this. And
it's like pulling your ear, and you try to pull away, and it hurts more.
Right.
It turns their head.
It turns their head, and that's right. How about a rudder? Why do you think James uses the example of a rudder on a ship, Alexa?
Well, the rudder is really small. Like, the rudder steers the whole ship.
Okay. How about the example that James gave with a spark? Just one little spark. What happens with one little spark?
Puts fire to everything.
Yeah, all of a sudden, one teeny little spark, and look what happens to the whole big forest. What happens?
It burns down.
That's right. So something really tiny like that can do a lot of damage. And our tongues, although they're tiny, they have the same power to do that kind of damage. What are some ways that we can do damage with our tongues? Jonathan?
Like yelling at someone.
Okay.
And calling them names.
Carolyn?
Saying bad words.
Okay.
Gossip.
Okay, tell me about gossip, Jamie.
Like, if you've heard a rumor or something and you say behind somebody's back, especially if it's a bad something.
Okay.
While talking back to your parents.
Mm-hmm. Anyone guilty of that?
Yeah. Like about 1,000 kids in the world?
Yeah.
Or millions?
Yeah.
Or...
How should we use our tongues? Becca?
In a godly way.
Okay.
Praising God.
Okay, praising God for sure is a great way to use your tongues.
You can share the gospel with other people.
Okay, Becca?
Not talking back to your parents.
That's right. Instead of using our tongues in a bad way, we can use them to encourage or help our parents or others. How about you, Brittany?
Pray.
That's right. We can always turn to the Lord. Like our memory verse from last time. If any of you lacks
wisdom,
he should ask
God,
who gives
generously
to
all
without finding
fault,
and it will be given to him.
We need to ask the Lord for help.
We can't do it on our own.
Ask and seek and knock. If a son has a rod, will be given a stone. If he asks for a fish, just a simple. Mama's door, will your father in heaven get to those who ask in his name? Say, ask and it will be given.
should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
When you need help, ask the Lord for wisdom, and He will give it generously.
Each day, pray for God to teach you.
Well, let's pray now. Carolyn, would you pray for us?
Sure. Dear Father, we know when we don't control our tongues, we can say things that hurt others, and we can say things that don't honor you. Help us to use our words wisely. When we need help, you are always there for us, and we thank you, Lord. Help us to know your ways, to obey your laws, and love you and our neighbors. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
We have talked about trials and temptations in James 1.
About persevering. That means keep on going when the going gets tough.
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
Read His Word.
In the second chapter of James, we learn an important lesson on not showing favoritism.
We are all the same in God's eyes, and we should not judge anyone by the way they look.
Or what they have.
Or what they know.
James 2 says, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers.
God wants us to obey His laws. And finally, in the third chapter of James, we learn why we need to control our tongues.
Our tongues are little, but they can do a lot of damage or a lot of good.
God wants us to honor Him with our tongues.
The same tongue that sings God's praises should not be saying bad things. We should use them to sing God's praises and to encourage and help others.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let the people sing and let the
lesson with someone you know.
And remember,
use your words carefully.
Control your tongues.
Praise the Lord and encourage others with your words.
You can always ask God for help.
If anyone lacks wisdom, he should
pray. See you next time.
Here's our phone number if you would like to contact us, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.